A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about how to get you really out of your comfort zone. It's in fact the second part, and already we started talking about it, about our podcast working framework, and also what is in fact the comfort zone, you know, why should we leave it and why is this so important? And today I would like to continue talking with you about it, and in fact really that we start doing some practical exercises that you really understand what I'm talking about. So be excited. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about how to get you really out of your comfort zone. It's in fact the second part, and already we started talking about it, about our podcast working framework, and also what is in fact the comfort zone, you know, why should we leave it and why is this so important? And today I would like to continue talking with you about it, and in fact really that we start doing some practical exercises that you really understand what I'm talking about. So be excited and let's have a look what is the outcome of today. Alrighty, back again for our practical podcast episode this time. So really lovely you can join us today because this is really a great one. And in the part number one, we talked about, in fact, the comfort zone. And the thing is, you know, the comfort zone is something very interesting, and all of us, we have it, and that you really understand what is the comfort zone and how important, in fact, or how strong the comfort zone is really on our lives. I want you that next morning, you get up in the morning, or maybe now if you have now the time, that you go right away to the bathroom and you take out your toothbrush and that you start brushing your teeth. And I want you just to observe with which hands do you brush your teeth and with what kind of movements you make, and also with what kind of sequence, as where you start. You start on the left side, upside, downside, you start in the middle, you start in the back, or you know how you do it. Just observe it very closely, you know how you do that. And I thought that you have this in mind. This is something, a very a very strong habit you used to be doing for I don't know how long you live now, and when you started to brush your teeth, but since then you started to etablate, in fact, this behavior, this, you know, way of brushing your teeth. And now, from now on, let's do it like this. I feel that you understand. The next day, you just try to change that. You instead of starting up in the, you know, left upper part, you just maybe start in the right upper part, or just down, or maybe you just start in the front and not as you always used to do it. And then have a look how easy, how difficult it is for you, you know, some little change about it. And you do this maybe one or two times. And then maybe two or three days after you've been doing and repeating this now all the time, I want you to know maybe that we make this a little bit more difficult. We want you that you, for example, start brushing your teeth, not with the right hand, which you're used to. So then maybe you take the other hands. And then you recognize, okay, all right, how do I do, used to do that all the time, you know? You start to do maybe up in right or in the front, and then you do it like this and that, you know, and you try to follow exactly the same movements you were doing for so many years with the right hand, now with the opposite side, with the left hand. And here's important, not that you're gonna do this much better than with the other hand, maybe it can happen, but I don't think so. It's more important that you feel, you know, the difference. And what is this doing with you? Is this, for example, easy to follow? What kind of thoughts did you just jump up in your mind when you do this little exercise? And I know it sounds a little bit awkward and a little bit, you know, not so difficult to do, but really take it serious and do this brush thing for yourself. And then you feel the difference between of and habit, which you always used to be doing, you know, now I'm about 40 years old and I started brushing my teeth maybe mid 45, that I was doing this now for 35 years. And now I start to do this with the left hand side, you know, how you feel like being a beginner, you know, and you have difficulties to do the most easiest movements yourself. Or maybe you forgot the order how you do that, and so on and so on. And this is just important for you to feel the difference, and what in fact comes up in your mind while doing this and changing your habits. And this is exactly what we are looking on and focusing on. And it's a very simple and very easy exercise, I know, but really please try it, because then you understand how strong comfort zone really is on your life, and also how difficult it is when you really would like to have a big change in your life to come. Then it's not only, you know, 1, 2, 3 times to do it and then it's, you know, it's done and it's here and it's super great and that's it. So no, by far not. It's really then really doing and doing it newly and newer and again, you know, that you get into this new routine mode, which, for example, you were doing with brushing your teeth for the last 35 years, all right? So keep that in mind, very important. So really great fun with this exercise. And if you want to, please get in contact and let us know your experiences with this little exercise. All right, what is also very interesting, in fact, at this point, and I would like to mention when we talk about the comfort zone and why we work as we work, or where exactly do we work. So as why is it so important to leave the comfort zone? And here I would like to give you an additional model on hand. I would like to show you or explain you, for example, what two Japanese men found out. And they made a graphical model, in fact, where they showed the differences between the perception of oneself and the perception what others have of you. All right, so it's a very good comparison, in fact, to gain a valuable knowledge about yourself. And again, this one is very simple, of course, as well. So the Yahori window, as it's also called, consists of 4 fields. We have in the upper part, we have known to me, and also the category known to others. And this is also called the public area. And the public area, for example, is I introduce myself to you. You have not met me so far, so I introduce now myself. How you have heard this already, I'm sure, 1,000 of times in your life, you know. And I say, you know, hey, I'm Michelle, I'm 40, I have no kids, I work as a consultant and a coach, and I like to, you know, be outside, like skiing, sailing, I have a cat, and, you know, I live in Switzerland in the little house, you know. And these are things which everyone is allowed to know about myself. So this is public, you know, everyone is allowed to know that little information of me, and also I control that, what I tell others about me. All right, this is the easy part. And I know that, for example, when someone asks you, please give me an introduction about yourself, that you right away can talk, you know, I'm this, the gender, how old I am, have kids, house, whatever, you know, easy peasy, job done, super great, you know. And it's interesting because we always, most of the time, talk about the same things, huh? When someone is asking me, please introduce yourself. All right, but coming back to the Yahori window, right? So this is the first dimension, is the public area known to me and also information known to others. But now let's have a look into the second dimension. For example, known to me, but unknown to others. And this is interesting because also here, when it's known to me, I can decide what I tell someone and what kind of information I make public and which one I don't, you know? And that's interesting because this is also known as the secret area, right? But to emphasize here, I decide whom I tell what and how much information I give out. For example, I can decide myself if I would, you know, if I tell anyone that I'm already divorced. Or maybe that I have 3 kids, you know. Maybe I don't want anyone to know that. And in particular reason, that makes sense, you know. But just that you understand, this is an area where I can have secrets, or I just tell what I want. So I decide how much information the other person is allowed to know about me. All right, then we have the third dimension of the Yahori window. And the third dimension is about the blind spot. And I'm not quite sure if you ever heard about this one. And this is very, I love this one because it's unknown to me, but known to others. So information about me, other ones know better, see it maybe better than I know them about myself, you know? And this is also called the blind spot. So my question to you is also, all right, what person could know these blind spots about you? And I think you're right, you already have the right intention, the right feeling about it, because the person who knows my blind spots are most of the time the people who are very close to me since years. Family members, sister, brothers, and of course my life partner, okay? Because they, you know, when you live so close together, you know, they see the little, you know, the edges you have and all these things. So they know that, they feel that right away, miles before you. The interesting thing here, it is not known to you. This information you don't know, you don't see, all right? And here we start to get really interesting about what it is all about, and in fact, the comfort zone. But we check this out a little bit later. Last thing, I still would like to you know, to finalize this Yahori window by looking at the last dimension. And the last dimension is also known the unknown area. And there the information is not known to me about myself. And this information is also not known to others. All right? And here is exactly where all the magic does happen. So to sum this up, when you are in the comfort zone, you are in total control of anything what happens around you. For example, what information you tell and give someone else. All right? You already start to get a little bit uncomfortable when we get into the unknown part of yourself. Okay? So regarding the blind spot, so when someone else is seeing something maybe where you're not super greatly shining and tells you this, and especially when you're not even asking for this feedback, all right, then you get a little bit uncomfortable because it is not in the comfort zone of where you usually are. So you not really have the control of it, what the other person thinks, does, and says to you, all right? And then the last area is then really the unknown part. So you have absolutely no idea what's going on there, all right? So who has what kind of information about yourself? And, you know, that makes, you know, a dizzy feeling. That makes you insecure. That makes you a little bit, oh no, please, I don't want to go into this area because I don't know what is happening. So you stay where you are, where you have the complete, total control. And I'm straight. This is exactly where we do not want to be. And this is exactly where we do not want to have the coaching sessions to be like, because we want you to leave exactly this controlled area of yourself into this uncontrolled area of yourself, that you can leave your comfort zone with the processes, the tools, and the methods. We will show you that you can get new insights about yourself and that you can collect and make new experiences. And this is what it's all about. We want you really to get a complete different understanding of yourself. And therefore, you need to leave the comfort zone, the controlled, you know, area you're known and you're always at and in. So let me help you and support you really, that you can really work and do this transformation. But this is only possible when you leave your comfort zone. All right. So that was a Yahori window in very short minutes. So I hope you had a great fun with this podcast episode. And I would say, for the time being, thank you very much. I wish you a lot of great fun with the exercises we gave you. And also, if you say, no, this is not enough, then please try to, for example, introduce yourself by, as you always did it, you know, like, you know, the known area and as the public area known to you and known to others. And then try to do exactly the opposite. So how can you, you know, describe yourself? By not saying how old you are, your gender, how many kids you have, what kind of hobbies you have, where you live, you know, the standards, blah, blah, blah. And then try to describe yourself. And if you want to, also this, you know, with this little exercise, I would be more than happy to receive your results, how you solved this little exercise. And please send me your results. You can do this via email. You can do this also, you know, via a little chat. I'm looking forward to really receiving your message. And of course, you will get right away a personal answer from me. So thank you very much for your answers and feedbacks. And as I said, I really enjoyed this one. And the leaving the comfort zone are one of the most important podcast episodes in the entire The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier podcast series we started. So thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned. Lovely, great fun with the exercises, and up to the next podcast series. So you still have not enough? No problem. You would like to get in contact with me? Yes, sir. Please do so. Go on our website and there you can book your free consulting call, 30 minutes. No problem. We have a look into your situation and in fact, what we can do to speed up your transformation. So get in contact, we have a look into your personal situation and what we can do about it. Totally for free, consulting call just for you. So looking forward to getting to know you and